This is the Texas Standard.
On Saturday night, 15-year-old Jordan Edwards went to a party near Balch Springs, Texas. He would never make it home. Officer Roy Oliver of the Balch Springs Police Department was responding to the sound of gunshots at a party when he opened fire on a car. The officer reported that the vehicle was moving towards him aggressively. One of his shots struck and killed Edwards, who was a passenger in that car. Now the police department says video evidence contradicts the initial report that the car was moving toward the officer. It wasn't. Oliver has been fired from the department, and the New York Times reports officials are mulling murder charges against the former officer. But if history is any indication, those charges, if they come at all, won't stick. Every situation is different, of course, and yet the outlines of this event seem far from uncommon. And after hearing story after story about police shootings, many wonder why it seems so few officers who do use lethal force in situations where it might appear unwarranted find themselves without convictions. Dr. Philip Lyons is the dean of the College of Criminal Justice at Sam Houston State University. Dr. Lyons, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you.
Numbers are hard to come by, but in 2016, the Huffington Post reported that the number of police convicted of murder or manslaughter in fatal on-duty shootings across the U.S. in the previous year was zero. And the same thing for the year before. In the previous decade, just 13 nationwide. Do those numbers add up to you?
Well, it's hard to know. We like to think that the low number of convictions probably results from the fact that the officers are doing the right thing in the vast majority of these cases. But it's hard to know for sure.
Let's start at the beginning. When an officer has discharged his or her weapon and someone is dead, what happens from there?
Well, contrary to popular belief, the police really don't have greater authority than anyone else does to use deadly force, with the exception of a statute in Texas that authorizes the police to use deadly force in the context of making arrests. But overlaying that is a Fourth Amendment requirement that the force be reasonable and necessary under the circumstances. So officers are really only authorized to use deadly force when there's an imminent threat to themselves or to some third party. The only really different treatment that officers receive is that typically they're not arrested at the scene when these incidents occur. And this is so because officers are much easier to find than other people are. Once the arrest has been made, people are released, we have ways of keeping tabs on them, and that's typically not necessary in the case of police officers. But even with private citizens, oftentimes when a homeowner, for example, shoots someone during the course of a burglary, the homeowner isn't arrested. So it isn't unusual for this kind of differential treatment to take place. But besides that, officers are typically held to the same standard as anyone else when deadly force is used.
But it does seem that the investigative process takes longer, and maybe this is just the appearance. But if an ordinary citizen were suspected in a shooting, they might not be immediately charged. But with police, it seems that the process moves much, much more slowly. Is there truth to that perception?
Well, I don't know. I think that when the police are involved in a shooting, there is much greater attention, there's much greater pressure, questions are asked more often and more quickly, and so it may seem as though the process is taking longer, but I would be surprised to learn that an officer who uses deadly force, the investigation of that deadly force incident takes any longer than it would, for example, in the case of a homeowner or someone else.
You know, but you have some officers you find in these situations. Some are suspended with pay. Others, as we saw in Balch Springs, are outright fired. How are those determinations made? There does seem to be a certain inconsistency.
Well, I think a lot of it depends upon the quality and quantity of evidence and how quickly that evidence is obtained. I would not be surprised to see much quicker dispositions of administrative cases now in light of ever-increasing reliance on in-car cameras, for example, and the ubiquitous use of cell phone cameras. Nowadays, it's much easier to get much more compelling evidence very quickly. And keep in mind, there are typically at least two different investigations that are being conducted in parallel. One is the administrative investigation by the agency to determine what administrative sanctions ought to be imposed, if any. And secondly, the criminal investigation that is undertaken oftentimes by the agency, but also the district attorney's office, the grand jury, and others. And depending on the circumstances, there may also be a federal investigation that's
right.
being conducted concurrently.
And whatever happens with any criminal charges, they're the civil suits that can be filed against police as well, or can they? I mean, can the officer as an individual nonetheless be liable in civil courts for a wrongful death?
Yes, that is correct. Now, in the case of federal prosecution, the standard requires intent on the part of the officers. But in a state prosecution, manslaughter or criminally negligent homicide mm-hmm. would be criminal possibilities. Now, all criminal sanctions, of course, would be subjected to the standard of proof beyond a reasonable doubt. But the civil standard, as well as the administrative sanction, would be held to the standard of a preponderance of the evidence.
You know, I mentioned earlier that a lot of this is perception. But it does appear, at least based on the numbers that are available, that in the vast majority of these cases, officers are rarely convicted. Does that make sense, or I suppose some people have a lot of suspicion, especially given how accounts of incidents can change once the videotape is found. A lot of people suspect that there are fingers on the scales of justice when it comes to the police. Is that not the case?
Well, I think given the broad powers that the police have to restrict individual liberties, and even in this case to use deadly force, in the context of a democratic society, there should be a lot of concern and attention that gets focused on that. If the officers are doing what they're supposed to do, however, then the very low number of convictions sounds right to me. Now, I think reasonable people can differ as to what they attribute as the cause for those low levels of conviction. Mm-hmm. But I think if the officers are doing the right thing, then we would expect there to be a lot of investigation, a lot of attention, but not a lot of convictions. One of the things that's changed is now with our 24-hour news cycle and greater responsiveness to community concerns, we have a higher amount of pressure on law enforcement agencies to respond to public concerns. I think in the past, the tendency was for the agencies to say, we're just going to let this play itself out. We're going to conduct our investigation in due course. We'll let the courts be the appropriate forum mm-hmm. for the revelation of facts and information, and we're not going to worry about pushing anything else out there. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, I think that's much harder to do. With, again, the 24-hour news cycle, there's pressure on the agencies to respond quickly. And unfortunately, that means that sometimes they may be responding before the evidence is all in. And I don't consider it bad news that the Balch Springs police chief change the story or change the position of the agency. I think there was probably pressure to come out with something based on what was known and understood at the time. And as the knowledge and understanding of that changed, I would expect the police agency's response to change along with that.
Dr. Philip Lyons is the Dean of the College of Criminal Justice at Sam Houston State University. Dean Lyons, thank you so much for speaking with the Texas Standard.
Thank you.